Panthers Radio here alongside Carl Neal. Carl, first of all, the confidence in the squad must be great. You had two very different games at the weekend, but on both of them you ground out the win. That's huge for the team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, especially when they're kind of like nail biters like that, where you know you kind of go play some extra hockey after the 60 minutes and manage to win. Definitely helps the team. The one at home too was awesome because the fans really got to see quite the show there. It was a pretty intense game. We're happy to pull the 2 points, and especially going to Scotland on a long trip and grinding that one out was really good for our group. So far it's been a good week.
I know defensively, obviously, the team will look at Sunday's game and want to be better, but offensively we're good. And then obviously Saturday you perhaps would want to score more goals. But the point I'm making is there's great signs that there's evidence there that both ends of the eye are contributing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Jonathan's been preaching a lot too is just the consistency of, you know, in the defensive zone and the offensive zone. And like you said, there was a good mix of goals and good defensive plays on Saturday as well. So if we can couple that together and stay consistent, I'm sure it's a sign of good things to come.
You mentioned about a good mix of goals. One of my favourite ones was LeMay winning the puck and obviously giving it to you at the back door. And you just waited and waited and waited. Did you know that kind of in your head, were you waiting for Mathieu to get in that position?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure there was no goal in the net so he wouldn't miss it. No, I'm kidding. But no, I was lucky. He made a really good pass and I had some poise. So I managed to hold on to the puck and lucky enough it got through to him and he did a good job putting it in. So it was a good little play for sure.
Sheffield on Saturday in the Challenge Cup. We all know, I don't want to harp on about it, but it was 0-6 last time. How much do you think you owe them one and the fans one for that last game against Sheffield?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I think the fans especially, like, they've been really great this year. Luckily, we've been on a bit of a streak in the regular season. And, like, they've been behind us the whole season. Even after that 6-0 game, we were still getting nice messages from them. They were still supporting us. And that really helped us, I think, turn around and get that win in Guildford right after that one. So, I mean, it's really big for us, and we're really looking forward to that game. So hopefully we'll put on a good performance for our fans.
We talk about the streak, obviously. You know, we've talked about how important the league is here, very different to what maybe guys are used to. But you can feel that momentum building in the league now with 4 straight wins.
Yeah, exactly. And it's cool because it's all in different types. Like you said, high-scoring game, defensive game. It's cool that we can find a way to win, especially on the road. We've been finding ways to win, not particularly textbook ways to win, but we've been finding ways, and it's a good sign, especially early on in the season. It really makes the group a little more cohesive, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun when you win, so hopefully keep treading in the right direction.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Thanks.